Hey guys, Coach Judith here. I'm going to get set up. Y'all come on in the room. I'm going to mute you guys. Okay. Make that go. So right now, I'm just going to give y'all the live version here. I am looking for how to change my name. I clicked rename, but nothing happened. Yeah, come on, y'all tell us where you're from in here. I also would like to, you guys, I am 2 pounds this month. I'd love to know what you are participating in, at what level. Yeah. MJ, if you're in here, you can text me how to change my name from Corinne. That's like the only thing I can figure out how to do. Oh, welcome, guys. Come on in.
You should be able to hit rename. Mm-hmm. And then put it in.
You know, when I hit rename, nothing.
No pop-up. Oh,
I got it. Thank you. It was on my picture. And how did you make yourself talk? Okay, how could I hear you?
Because I unmuted, but you probably don't have us all locked out.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I can't even tell who it was, but thank you so much.
It's Judy.
Oh, well, hey, Judy. I see a mass. Oh, hey, I do see Judy with an I.
Judy with an I.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you. So I'm going to mute all and I'm going to uncheck. And all right. That was serendipitous that I didn't hit the right button, because then I was able to get help from Judy. Okay. I'm going to pin. So we've got it on speaker. Y'all keep coming on in. Tell us what challenge you are participating with. I am 2 pounds this month. We'll get rolling here in just a second. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me with the headset? Yes, thank you. Good. Hopefully that sounds, yes, thank you. Oh, I see a hand, and oh my gosh, I see Coach Heather. So I don't know how to get, all right, we're just going to roll with that. Y'all, this is my first breakout room. This is my first meeting style call. So thank you for coming in and for showing up. I mean, what a great way to start the weekend with this challenge, right? So Corinne has this 2 pound takedown for us. And here we are. Not only do we get a weekend, but we have a holiday. And so this gives us the opportunity to check in and carry this momentum with us as we move throughout. So before we get in about that, I want to talk a little bit about me. I am Coach Judith. I've been with NoBS since 2017. I've been a coach since July of last year. And I wanted to talk to you guys again a little bit about camp. I have been to every camp except for one, and that was Kathy's Transformation Weekend. But the one camp that really sticks out, they all stick out, but in particular, the story I'm going to tell, I met my accountability partners, which would be MJ and a very good friend named Jen Saya, and another very good friend named Melanie Hayes at a 2-day camp in Nashville. It was a special before the the Don't Stop Believing race was a special 2-day event. And we were all in there getting coached, and it was just an amazing time. And we didn't talk then. So when I tell you this, I was in a room with like 22 ladies, and we all got coached, and we knew each other's stories, and we just supported each other. And it wasn't until a year later that we all connected and became an accountability group. And it's just been, and I have been in many other accountability groups, but the value in knowing and becoming accountable with friends who saw me be coached and who I saw be coached really created a unique experience. And I think that's the value that one of the great values of camp is that personal experience, that one-on-one connection that you create. And it was a year in the making before we all got back together and talked about our experience. And I love the time that I get to take for myself to self-develop, where I'm not distracted by family or dogs or house chores. And I hope if you guys get the opportunity that you consider showing up either in person or virtual to one of the camps. It's my favorite thing. So where I want to go with this story, how it ties into weekends, because I just got back from a trip with Coach MJ. We went and visited our friend Jen in Washington State. MJ and I both are Carolina girls. She's in South Carolina. I'm in North Carolina. And we spent 5 days. We flew out there and we had the most amazing time. And we did some very light planning. And I wanted to tie this in because we had so much flexibility for ourselves, because we know we are well into this process. And we know that having fun with our friend, that the what we wanted to take home from the trip was the experience of being with our friend. We were not food focused. We were not overly concerned with what we were going to eat. That's not the right word I want to use, but overly obsessed. We just knew that we had the ability within us to manage our doable hunger, and that we weren't going to go hungry, and that we were going to eat what was available. And we had an amazing time. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about how I planned. And so I keep saying, and so, and I'm very aware of that. So what I want to talk about this particular, so we have, camp is 39 days from today. And I have done the math for us. So for me, this is two things. It's showing me there are 5 weekends till camp. So that's 10 days. That's a Saturday and a Sunday for me. So a weekend can be whatever you want to count, right? So it's going to boil down to 30 meals, y'all. 30 meals we're talking about out of a possible 39 days, out of a possible 117 meals, 33 days, because we've got a bonus day for the holiday. So 33 meals is what we're talking about when we're planning for the weekends and for holidays. And so in the 2-pound takedown, there is a calendar, right? So I've just highlighted the weekend. This is just for me to look at. This is just for my own personal reference and how I'm managing, planning for my weekend and or for my upcoming weekends. And I'm going to tell you right up front, my strategy is my weekends are going to look just like my weekdays. There's no special secret, no special sauce. I'm going to eat probably 3 meals a day, going to drink about a gallon of water a day, and it's going to be just about that boring, because that's where I'm at in this journey. I have flexibility. Sometimes I go off plan, and that's okay, because I know that I'm right back on plan with my next best decision. So, I am getting tickled at myself. I can see Coach Heather's face. My planning is that easy. I look at the calendar. I decide ahead of time. I think I give some consideration to where I'm going, what's going to be available to me, what will I want, What's my best available option? I know ahead of time. I'm going to drop some links into the chat. There is a link to the Creating Your Doable Foundation Eating Out Edition that has some amazing nuggets in there, like not eating from the bread basket. That's always going to be a given when I go out, that it's just not an option. And alcohol is something that I always do plan for. I see Coach Heather has her hand raised. I need to promote you to panelist. Is that right? If I want to. Oh, in case y'all didn't know, I have no problem. I can't even see where it says that, letting you guys know that I might be your anxiety coach. And I'm also very aware at this moment that along with anxiety comes dry mouth. So forgive me if I'm taking extra sips. The last coaching call I did, I had gum in my mouth, and I was aware that I wasn't smacking the gum, but I thought, you know, this is not the most professional thing, but I'm going to tell you right now, my tongue feels like this piece of paper. It's not helpful for wanting to communicate. I'm right. I am the truth. It's the truth. So, because I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts about how this call should go. I have a lot of thoughts about things on the back end. And I know I have a tendency to have an anxious brain. So I think talking about it helps me normalize it. And if you glean something out of me humbly sticking myself out here in front of you, then it is well worth it. So again, I want to come back to the Creating Your Doable Foundation Eating Out Edition. It's the link that I'm going to drop in. Maybe Coach Heather's going to have it. I have it right here. And let's see if I can get it over here in the chat. There are so many of y'all in here too. Here we go. It's moving so fast. And why is it showing me Heather? It's like showing everyone's name. It won't let me go to all panelists and attendees. Everyone got it. See, that also happens when you get anxious. And I have my friends in the house that are over 50, and you have wear glasses and you look at computer monitors all day. I think you might be able to feel my pain with these tiny fonts. I think Zoom needs bigger fonts. I have lots of thoughts about that. So planning out for the weekends is that simple. I want to offer to you guys that we're going to do a journaling prompt. And after that, we are going to give you about 5 minutes to do the journaling prompt. And then I'm going to ask you if you have any questions. If you would like to ask me a question, I will call you up and you will ask me the question. I'll give you my best advice, make references, and you can ask me anything. And it's going to be about weekends and holiday planning, any thoughts you have, any strategies. Maybe you want to share something. I don't know. This is our opportunity to come together. And what I love so much about this community, I mean, I have a lot of knowledge, but as a collective group, we are just full of so much information. So your journaling prompt, should you choose, is: what are your current thoughts about this current weekend holiday, whatever you consider this? What are your current thoughts about your planning? What are your current thoughts about just what you're thinking about this weekend? And your second journal prompt, I'm going to drop these in the channel. Your second journal prompt coming up. Is write a note or a letter or thoughts from the version of you that wakes up this weekend or holiday or on Monday or Tuesday, however you roll. And what does she want you to know? What is that version of you, Monday morning, Tuesday morning? How did she show up? How did she want to feel, and how did she get there? Because we're just going to take about 5 minutes. And let you guys journal on that. I'm going to drop some more links in here. So the journal prompts again. What are your current thoughts about this weekend and your planning and how you see it going? And number two, write a note or a letter or thoughts from the version of you that wakes up this weekend or holiday. And what does she want you to know? What wisdom does she have that she can offer you to help you get through the weekend? So there's a question about the future. It's kind of the future self, right? This is a future self question. And this is a concept that she's going to be teaching at camp, but I'm going to offer you, it's a mindset. It's a mindset of thinking about the version of you on Monday or Tuesday and leaning into her wisdom. How do you see the version of you on Tuesday? Like, right? So she's proud because she figured out her weekend. She did her discovery worksheets and she learned some things. How did she get there? How did yourself get through the weekend? And how did your future self, how can she help you get through the weekend? It's conceptual. I'm going to give you guys that. Just do your best. Oh, you're welcome. I can only see like one chat at a time. So I just happened to see that. Got about 1.5 more minutes. Y'all be sure and mark yourself to all panelists. There's a sweet little message. It came to me directly from Jessica. She's so excited to be here. It's her first call. It's my first one too, Jessica. First one doing a call like this. So please be sure and mark yourself, the little blue box, to all panelists and attendees. And that way everyone can see your message. Because if you don't do that, then it kind of just comes to me. or maybe someone else. All right. So right now I am going to work on opening up the breakout room, y'all. This is the first. This is the first. So I'm no, it's not the breakout room. That comes at the very end. See, keep an eye on me, Heather. I see that Emily has raised her hand. Y'all, this is the part where now if you have some questions about planning, if you want to ask me anything about planning for the weekend, how I'm going to roll this weekend, maybe I'll just go ahead and tell y'all how I'm going to roll for my weekends with the 2 pound down challenge. I'm going to be doing for one whole week. I am doing every dinner will be the Kathy method. For one whole, the second week, one meal per day will be a monk meal. I'm keeping this easy for myself. I think the practice of 7 days in a row, this is just where I'm at in the process. And the final week, I'm going to focus on sleep and on the clock. I'm just keeping it simple. It's just the four basics. There's nothing like overly sexy. This is a super boring plan. So Emily, I am going to promote you. Put in waiting room. No, I think I put her in the waiting room and I don't even know. Admit. There we go. That's how that goes. Did I lose you, Emily? Okay, y'all. So next, I see Linda. Linda has a question. Emily, Emily, we're going to try this one more time. Do I make her a co-host, Heather? Yes. Heather, I can see your head.
Just ask her to unmute, Judith.
Okay.
Just ask her to unmute.
Simple enough right there.
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
This is my first call on this style. So
let's do this together.
Yes. So doing this journaling just made me realize how anxious I'm feeling for this weekend and how I'm feeling that there's just a lot of unknown going into the weekend and that I don't have a lot of control. My plan right now for this weekend is I'm going tomorrow to visit my grandmother who just got diagnosed with cancer. I'm spending a couple of days with her. And I have a lot of other feelings with that I have to do a lot of journaling for that. But I don't know what we'll be doing then, what food will look like. So my plan right now is just to do good, better, best. But I know in the moment, I'm just going to want to spend time with her. I'm not going to want to do anything. And then I'm planning on driving back to my home Monday. And then Monday night is dinner for the Jewish New Year because it's Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. And so it's the Jewish holidays. So it's dinner Monday night, and then Tuesday I'm sitting all day in services, so I'm not going to really have access to food. So I think my looking at this journaling and going through is just almost like feeling helpless right now about how to go about and accurately plan for my weekend. That's what I'm feeling right now.
So let me ask you this, because what I heard you tell me was you're feeling anxious that you really don't know, you have uncertainty about this weekend, but then you also said, so I'm just going to do good, better, best. I'm going to drive there. I don't know what I'm going to have for the dinner on Monday evening, but what do you always have control over?
Just what I put in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. So what, if you're doing good, better, best,
mm-hmm.
So you're going to have food options, right?
Right.
So when you think I have good, better, best, how's that feel?
That feels like just almost like endless possibilities. like I have the, it's not like overwhelming in that aspect of endless possibilities in my head. It's just like, okay, I have the power to choose.
Yes. Okay. I love that thought right there. I have the power to choose. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to offer you, when you think that thought, how does that feel? I'm thinking empowered.
Yeah, that feels empowering.
Yeah. You are very empowered, Emily. Very empowered this weekend. You're always empowered. Ladies, I'm going to tell you something. Emily, I'm going to go off. I got a little story. I need to tell a little story. I think this might be a good place to put this in. I was thinking about one of my private clients who lives in New Orleans, who chose to stay down there and take care of her rest home clients, patients, how we refer to that. But she's like without power, like kind of living in survival mode, taking care of others. And I would almost offer to like the folks in New York, like that's uncertainty when your house floods and you're like waiting to get someone to come get you on a boat, right? To come get you, that person might have some like, gosh, I really don't know where my next meal is going to come from at this moment. That would be a given. But right now you are super empowered. Mm-hmm. You have absolute control of what goes in your mouth and you have power over what you choose.
Yeah. I think it was just like I think this is a sign just to do further journaling, but like the entire in my head, which I didn't get into for this, was the spiraling of the grandmother and cancer diagnosis and going through that. And so getting that journaled and going through my thoughts even before I get there is going to be a huge key.
I think you are 100% right that the two stories got a little blended and you're thinking about your grandmother, and that is separate, right? You can hold space for her and your process as you think about her this weekend and spend time with her. Because the bottom line is that food is just gets to be food. It gets to nourish us. It's not going to solve for any problems except for hunger. And that you can process for food and you process for grandmother. Okay. And you keep those separate, like holding that space for both. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell me again, what's your thought about
I have the power to choose. Mm-hmm. Which makes me feel empowered.
And when you feel empowered, what do you do?
I make the best choice that I can in the moment. I'm going to continue drinking my water. I'll enjoy the time that I'm spending with my grandmother, not be worried about the food that I eat.
Right. And what if when you're spending time with your grandmother that you just really focus on being present and not worrying at all, just being present in the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
I'm gonna work on putting you back down. All right. Speak with you. All right. So next we have Linda. Ask to unmute.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank you. I'll take that vote of support.
One of the things I do in my spare time is I volunteer to help with Zoom calls, and I like on the back end and help with all the audio and stuff like that. So you're doing great, Judith. It's not easy. It takes some time. There's lots of buttons.
Thank you. I do appreciate the vote of support. It's so funny how we can just get in our head. Like coaches are people too.
It's all good. I know it's a shame. Like, I'm on mute and you're like, I don't know what to press. I'm like, press the green button.
Like, I saw like, your mouth going. I was like, she's trying to help me, but I can't even focus.
It's all good. So what I don't know if I actually have a question or just something to sort of work a little further through with you. Like one of the things that I immediately recognized when you said, like, what are your thoughts about this weekend? And I wrote down, I need to reset and use this weekend to prepare to be in better action, like taking new actions and be ready for, you know, Tuesday. And I realized that that's because the last couple of days have not been on, like, I've not done a clear plan in the last couple of days. I've kind of felt like a little lost and, you know, not really taking the actions on the no BS, you know, plan or program. And so this is like a very familiar place for me, you know, like I'm off plan. Okay, I'm going to use this weekend to get focused and do the right thing and make all the actions and make meal preps and all this stuff so that on Tuesday I can get it right. And I know it'll happen this weekend. I'll wind up, you know, going off on having other plans and doing things, and Tuesday is going to show up, either Monday night or Tuesday is going to show up, and I'm not going to have done the things that I said or wanted to do right now in this moment. And it's like setting myself up for failure. So I'll wind up being annoyed at myself, and it's more proof that I'm going to fail, and why bother? So So that's where I am right now in this moment of like, great, I've recognized it, but it's like, now what to do about it? You know, is it that I just keep doing my plan? Is there a discovery sheet? Part of the reason I've been off track is I feel like I'm a little overwhelmed with all the different tools and I never quite know which one to use first. And so then I just shut down and do nothing.
Okay, what I love so much about everything you said is because what I hear is you have some black and white thinking, mm-hmm. right? And so now you have this awareness of your black and white thinking. And then you tossed in that you get overwhelmed. And what that tells me right away, when we're feeling like we're overwhelmed, that's because we just need to pick one thing.
Yes.
And what if for you, Linda, that what is one thing you can work on this weekend? What is just one thing? What's 1% better than yesterday?
Mm-hmm. And right off the bat, I think it's just the consistency of doing the 24-hour plan.
Okay. So there you go. And you know how we do 24-hour plans? We do them one day at a time. That's how we create consistency. If we practice, y'all, I'm going to tell you, if you just practice anything, it's one day at a time. Keep your thoughts and keep your 24-hour plan together. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
One thing. So make a 24-hour plan. Make it doable. We're not going to be doing like all this planning and all this prepping. That's not what we were doing last week. We just want to do 1% better.
Yeah, thank you. I forget that. Like my 1%, you know, like, you know, I say 1%, but in my head, it's like 110%, like everything's got to be, you know, changed and reset and done. And the kitchen has to be clean and, you know, the kids have to be perfect and everything has to work in order for me to make any kind of plan work. And instead, you know, and I think the other thing too, is I step over the small victories too, right? Like we went out to eat last night and we all came home with doggy bags. That's incredibly unusual. And it has me be proud not only of myself, but that I'm influencing my family and that my husband came home with half a meal and my daughter came home with half a meal. So I have to remember that there are victories happening. They just may not look like, you know.
I love this for you. I absolutely 100% love this for you. It is about seeing these small victories. And this is how change happens. It is in the smallest of the details that change happens. Because if we move too big, too fast, we swoop one way to the side and then we autocorrect the other way. We just want to just move this ever so slowly and allow ourselves to enjoy the process, right? Isn't that what Corinne is teaching us? It's staying in the moment. And I'm going to relate this back to weekend planning. And if it was a trip, many of us, we have a tendency to overthink. We get too far ahead and we don't come back to what we absolutely have authority over. And that is 100% authority over what we put in our mouth. Mm-hmm. We always have that, but we always have doable hunger.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And I had a very funny thought as you were saying about, you know, just moving one step to left or right, whatever. I don't know why, but there was a visual of like the game of chutes and ladders. You know, sometimes we move one or two steps and we get ahead of our, you know, we get ahead, right? We go up a ladder, and then sometimes we hit a spot that's a slide and we come all the way back down and we have to reset and keep going. So it's like, it's kind of like that in my head. I just had that visual of sometimes it's like a game and ladders.
Okay, I want to offer you a better game. You're not sliding down. You're learning. What am I learning that I can move forward? Because you cannot unlearn, right? Learn and you keep moving forward. You are figuring this out. All of these thoughts that Corinne is always planting in her head, we have, they are for us. No sliding down ladders. You are always moving forward and growing and learning.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah. No reset. Your next best decision. Next best decision.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to unmute you. All right. So we got one more hand raised here. It looks like it is Bonnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Hold on one second, Bonnie, because I still have Linda on my screen. She's trying to tell me what to do. Put the hand down. The hand is down, but you're still here. Goodness, y'all. All right, Bonnie, I'm going to coach with you up here in the tiny corner.
That's all right. You know what I look like.
There we go. I see you now.
Did it work?
It did.
Okay, so I almost feel like I should have lowered my hand after listening to Linda, because you put so many good things into perspective there. But what I was going to say is, you know, maybe I'm delusional, but what, and you're going to correct me on that.
That's a thought. You like that thought?
No. What if I feel really good about the weekend? What if I'm just thrilled to have 5 days off? What if I started out on the right foot yesterday? And these what ifs are really true. I started off on the right foot yesterday. I made a to-do list that had fun things and chores. I did the no BS call with all the worksheets for the 2-2. I'm on team 2 for the month. And I wrote in my planner this morning, my 24-hour plan, because one of the things I'm a little worried about for the weekend is that grab-ass mindless munching that I love to do so much. But I said, it doesn't matter what I eat as long as I'm physically hungry and I stop it enough. So all that to say, I don't feel bad about the weekend. I feel good about the weekend. Now, my future self, not so sure I know her.
What if that's not true? What if you did know your future self?
Well,
what do you think? What do you think she would offer you? What do you think she would offer you?
My guesstimation is that my future self is living in the future, and she says to me, "Well, I'm pleased with an enjoyable weekend, but you know, I'm retired and I don't care what weekends are anymore, except for to enjoy the grandkids on their schedule."
And what do you think about that?
I think I'm still living. I mean, I think that since retirement is 3 years away, I should quit focusing on it.
Okay. And what should you focus on? What could you focus on?
Just having a good weekend. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you focus on having a good weekend, you focus on the grandkids. How does this fall into your planning for the weekend?
I'm just really doing the things that I thought about doing for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, I also have to say, though, I've been quite a mental funk for maybe the last several weeks, and I'm really trying to crawl out of that with better participation in no BS all around. Calls, more sheets, more worksheets. Somebody said I'm a Zen master. Well, thank you, Cynthia. I'm trying to do the positive thought work so that I can just reprogram this kind of negative, not negative, kind of a depressed mindset I've been in.
Mm-hmm. So thinking, what if you weren't in a funk? What would you be thinking?
I would still be thinking about having a good weekend. I'd still be enjoying my time, my craft room, getting some things done, not being at work.
Right. You would still be planning.
Yes.
You would still be showing up for yourself on the weekend. You're still showing up for your grandkids.
Yes.
But that thought that you're in a funk, just, it's just really, you know, it's not serving you. Y'all, Bonnie was one of my clients. I get to take a little manhandling here with her.
She's right. And that's why I raised my hand, because I know Judith kind of knows me. And so I think the key to what you just said was, it's not serving me to keep saying in my head, I feel like I'm in a funk. And hopefully that's what I am working on right now.
Yeah.
By being here.
Yes.
You know?
It's just a story you're telling yourself. What I heard is you're figuring it out. You're like, thank you know, you. I'm super curious to do a worksheet on urges. And I have time this weekend. I get to spend time with my grandkids. I'm going to work on my grab assing this weekend. That's what I heard you saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a really good coach.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay. Thank you, Judith. I'll let someone else have some time.
Bonnie, it's a pleasure to see you. Bye. All right, y'all. We had someone had their hand raised, but it is no longer there. I don't think. Heather, do you see it? Did it go away? I just see one hand. I think I just see yours. Okay, last call, y'all. We're going to go for the breakout room. All right. Cynthia raised her hand. Cynthia. Asked to unmute. Cynthia.
Hello.
You ready for an empowering, challenging weekend? 2 pounds down? That's me.
I'm ready to rest. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
My question. I'm the kind of person that has trouble deciding between chocolate and vanilla at the counter at ice cream. And now the daunting part for the 24-hour plan is, what do I put on it?
Oh.
Because I've never been one to really plan a bunch of meals out. I might plan, well, this week we're going to have at least one of these three things, just so for the grocery part. But just the fact that you should see my snack thing. I don't eat them all, but I put a bunch of stuff in the snack list just so I have options.
Yeah. Well, how does that work for you? How does that work for you?
Well, the snack thing is fine, but I can't put everything under the sun under lunch, breakfast, and dinner. I really am frustrated. I do it every single day, and it's very like, you know.
Wait a minute. You do what every single day?
I do the 24-hour plan every single day, and it pisses me off every single time I have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
But I do, because it's part of the program.
Yeah, because part of learning, what is this frustration teaching you? Because you have a thought about your plan. Is it, I have to do it? Or is it, what can I learn today? What do I really want to eat? How can I honor my commitment with what I choose? It's just a decision. It's just food.
See, with me though, once I write it down, that's it. And so there have been a couple of days my sister will pop up with something cool and I'm like, it's not in my plan, can't have it.
What if your lesson, hear me out, what if your lesson is to do a discovery worksheet, is to eat off plan, feel the discomfort of not following your plan, and doing a discovery worksheet and see what comes up?
Okay, that could do it. Because I really hate the way I feel when I'm playing out the thing. It just is really frustrating for me.
Yeah.
Not the following it, because once it's down, that's it.
Right. So this is about learning about yourself. I want you guys to always remember, when you're in this mindset of this black and white thinking and it's been written down, that's just your self-imposed rule. That's not even real, right? It's not a real rule. So you can totally learn about yourself. Discover what's going on. How can I increase some flexibility in my thinking this weekend? How can I be willing to step outside my own line, to erase the line a little for myself so that I can enjoy this process? So I'm not feeling so rigid and confined.
Okay. So do some discovery worksheets about it. Because I'm even right now talking about it. I'm tensing up and I'm doing this. So.
Yeah. A discovery worksheet is not punishment. It's a growth opportunity.
Okay.
It's self-discovery. It's revealing. That's all. You just have some thoughts. That's all. And learning to gift yourself that there's, I'm going to use your, you said vanilla and chocolate. What's in between vanilla and chocolate? I don't know. Some kind of, right? Find your strawberry. That's what I'm going to say right there.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Find your gray, right? Thank you.
All right.
Bye. All right. Christy, and then Christy, did I just call?
Christy. Hi, I'm Christy.
Hey, Christy.
I'm a newbie. I joined in August and I was just raised my hand because I struggled a little bit with not getting mad at doing the 24-hour, but anxiety around it. Because I, you know, once in a while, my fiance will call and he's on his way home from work and say, hey, you want to meet for dinner? And it's like, when I started this, I do great at home, but I was really worried about going out. And I don't know what it was because I'm brand new, but I did watch one of the podcasts or videos where, and I wanted to mention it to Cynthia, where Corinne had talked about switching this for that. So it could still be on plan. It doesn't have to be exactly like chicken and broccoli and whatever, but if you had a salad and another piece of lean meat or whatever, that would be equivalent too. So for me, that's like my strawberry. Like I can happily and without anxiety say, yeah, I'll meet you for dinner and then still stay on plan, but it might be not be the exact protein that I picked.
100%. This program, hear me out, y'all. This program is designed by you for you. The only rule makers are you. And you get to work through your process, learn your way and how it works for you. And it's about becoming, I'm going to use the word emotionally flexible with yourself and finding this happy landing for yourself and not having the rules. You can absolutely, you can do the discovery worksheet and figure out, you know, you get to decide what this means. If you make an even protein swap, that is amazing. I do that all the time. I do not get in the weeds with protein. Now, if it was a slice of pizza or having a grilled chicken salad, that's a difference. But if I'm going to have steak on top of my salad, I am not sweating that at all. I hope that was helpful. Are you still there? I think she's gone, y'all. Christy, I can't. You're muted? I don't know. I didn't do that. Ask to unmute. Christy, can you hear me now?
I'm here. I
can't. Oh, I think I was just talking away. I'm sorry. How did that sound? Yeah.
No. Yeah, it sounds perfect. That's what I was wondering if that's okay. Because I did do that a couple times this week and I still had success for what my goals were. But I, you know, there was still a little anxiety around it. Like, is that cheating? Am I cheating on myself? Like, is that, you know, okay? So thank you I appreciate that.
Yes. And I just need to say like one more word there. You said cheating on myself. You cannot cheat on yourself because you are onto yourself. That is the value again in showing up in the discovery worksheet because it helps lift off that beat up thinking that we have a tendency to do or that bullshit we carry around. And you can see you cannot cheat on yourself. The best thing you can do is do the discovery worksheet, do an urges worksheet, write it down, do it in your planner, and just figure out what was I feeling? What was I thinking that I made this decision from? Because you can just decide, I'm right back on plan. I'm learning and I'm moving forward.
Yeah, I haven't done either one of those worksheets. Like I said, I'm brand new. I joined like the 26th of August. So I'm like super new.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for getting on and being willing to get what you needed today, empowering yourself with decisions, empowering yourself with this program, and just letting down the walls of false rules.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Did I just do Lindsay? I'm calling you up, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey. I don't see you yet.
I can see myself.
Okay. I don't know. I think you're
Can we still continue if you can't see me?
There we go. I got you now. Okay. Yeah. How can I help you?
Good morning. I hear you guys talk about buffering a lot. And I think I do that. But if you could clarify what that is, because my frustration, I'm probably not using the term right, but my frustration is I just kind of fog eat. Like I don't hear my own thoughts. Like I'm sure I don't pay attention, but I just don't know. Like when it says to write down your thoughts or what are you thinking when you do it, I don't have any really clear, coherent thoughts in my brain of, gosh, I just want to binge right now. So I'm just wondering, like, how can I get more dialed into that?
Give me one sentence. What is your question? How do you get dialed into your thoughts and feelings?
In hearing my own thoughts and feelings, yes.
Yeah. How long have you been doing the program, if you don't mind me asking?
I joined in September of 17, and I actually started really following the program in January of 20.
Nice. Well, thank you for asking this question. So learning to hear what you're thinking, it is a process. And I would offer to you, take a guess when you pen to paper, when you notice yourself eating, what was I thinking? Look at what happened before you ate. Could there have been, you could just be on autopilot. It could just be a habit. Could just be an urge, right? There is something automatic going on here. Maybe it is just simple as an urge. Have you done discovery worksheets or have you done any of the urge worksheets?
I have done discovery worksheets. Definitely not as many as I have like off-man eats or overeats. I haven't done a successful urge worksheet. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've actually attended a live call, and I usually don't even watch the calls. I have a 2-hour commute every day, so I tend to listen to the podcast.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you got on. What an amazing opportunity for both of us, right?
Yes,
so I would encourage you to keep writing. Don't force it, and allowing yourself some space. I would do the planning for urges and the successful urges worksheet, and just asking yourself, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? And checking in. Sometimes you could just keep a spiral next to you at work. I don't know. Are you a nurse? No.
Yeah.
So you probably can't keep a spiral next to you at work. Is what I'm thinking. You could just check in with yourself every hour. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? And start developing that dialogue with yourself. Just checking in. Just going to check in with myself. What am I thinking? What am I feeling?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Best wishes to you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last one, y'all. We're going to do Claire. Claire, come on down.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oops, sorry. Other computer. There we go.
No worries.
This is not just a weekend. I'm actually on Monday getting ready to be on a trip vacation for a month. Mm-hmm. So I purchased the small size of the planner so I could take it with me. And so I was I was thinking, and of course, my whole thing is like, oh my God, how am I going to do this and being gone for the whole time? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I get on the scale every day. So it's like, okay, do I take my scale with me or do I leave it home? You know? And so I've made a mind shift of, what if I was the like poster child for how to do it well when you're traveling versus, oh my God, I can't do this. This is going to be, because I, based on what you were saying with some of the other people saying, like, what do I have control over?
Yes.
You know, I do have control over, you know, what I eat when I go out. I have control over the fact that, you know, my husband and I can split meals. I mean, there's things that, you know, we can do. And then, it's like, I don't have to plan everything specifically, but I know it's like, okay, I can eat a protein. I can have a salad, you know, and do those kinds of things. So, so anyway, I would love any suggestions, thoughts, or comments. Sorry, my closet behind me.
Well, first of all, I want to offer to you, like, while it may not be the term when you think of the poster child, what if you thought of that? What if that's your future self?
Mm. Right. Right.
Because that's when, you know, it's something you could relate to, but I wanted you to come back to you. Like, this is you see this as the ideal version of you.
Okay. Because we're going to be traveling a lot next year. We're going to be doing our first 32 days of cruising.
Right.
Which, you know, there's an abundance of food available then.
Well, here's the thing. But what if you just eat when you're hungry, you stop when you've had enough, you enjoy what you've eaten, you include flexibility in your planning, and you figure this out.
Yeah, my biggest challenge that I've been facing, because I joined PNP at the end of 2019 and then stopped for a while. Mm-hmm. And so I've just joined back in again. And my biggest, I definitely eat distracted. And then I really don't have a clue, because I haven't been paying attention, of when I'm full until after I've overeaten. And then I'm bloated. So that's definitely my challenge.
Well, it's your area you get to work in. And we all do. I just want to offer that to you. I don't want you to think you're the only one. Right? This is where all of our work lives in figuring out these exact things. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You are onto yourself. You know exactly what to work on that's going to serve you. And you know exactly what you have control over. You have the mindset of who you want to be. And your practice is going to be feeling confident that you know what to do, because you're going to have your brain, your mouth, and your stomach with you everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of that's the future self.
Yes.
Because that automatically I got a feeling of, instead of feeling like I'm still, you know, pushing that snowball up the hill, that it's like, you know, all I have to do is kind of tap into that and let that person know that part of me inform me about, and this is how we did it.
Right. Exactly. And so you're asking your future, you're looking to her like, okay, that's what she's feeling and feeling like, what was she thinking? How did she get there? And you're having this dialogue leaning into her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's super helpful.
Yeah. Thank you. Have so much fun traveling and just enjoying the process and figuring this out for yourself.
We're going to New England for the first time, so I'm very excited about that.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Thanks. Thank you. All right. Okay, guys. That is weekend planning. I hope you guys got the tidbits you needed. I wanted to offer you guys that the empowering part of the No BS program is, it truly is, you get to do it your way. Be willing to let go of all of the bullshit rules that you have and figure this out. Disco sheets are not punishment. They're how you learn that going off plan is okay. In fact, it's highly encouraged, because that's how you're going to learn. And that weekend planning may look a little different no matter what, or planning for a trip, it's just going to look a little different. But you always have your doable hunger with you. You are highly equipped. You are highly competent to figure this out. I want you seeing yourself moving forward, succeeding, leaning into that version of your future self, and showing up for yourself in ways that blows your own mind. So thank you guys so much for being here. It's been an honor to be with you today, and have fun mastering planning your holidays, your weekends, and trips. And we will see you. Oh, I know when we'll see you. We'll see you on the weigh-in day on October 1st. We'll be there. All right. See ya.